Thank you for tuning in to another fun episode with your favorite Mouska Moms, Lori, that's me, Jennifer.
Hello.
Juliana.
Bonjour.
There is nothing that we love more than talking about Disney. So we thought, what better way to start December off than to discuss all of our favorite things, Disney edition. But of course, we have to start with our Mouska cocktail. Juliana, what do you have?
Okay, so my favorite Disney cocktail that I can recreate at home, it's super easily, is the one that we've talked about a few times, the avocado margarita from Epcot. It's super easy. The ingredients are easy to find, except for one, but I'll get into that. So it's just 2 ounces of tequila, 1 ounce of Madrí or whatever melon liqueur you have, the juice of a lime, and 1 ounce of agave. And then you put some ice and 1/2 of a ripe avocado and put that baby in the blender and spin it up and it's fine. And I've done some variations on this too, where like I don't have Madrí, so I've just used a little bit of Cointreau or a little extra triple sec. I've even done it with pre-made margarita from Costco if they sell it where you live, you know, so just throw that in there, add a little extra Madrí. You can essentially make your favorite margarita at all. And then just throw 1/2 an avocado in it with ice. And it makes it creamy like a little margarita milkshake. It's so good. It's not exactly a holiday beverage, or I don't really think
it's
of –
very summer.
Yeah, I don't really think of margaritas when I think the holidays. But it is red and green because one of the things they do at Epcot is they put this hibiscus salt around the rim of the glass. And it's like a pinkish, deepish red pink color, and then the green margarita. So it is red and green. If you can't find hibiscus salt, it's okay. Put whatever you want. I actually like to put like a cayenne salt on it, mix a little cayenne pepper and salt because I like a little kick. You can throw a jalapeno in this margarita, make it a little spicy. It's but like I said, the avocado just gives it a creaminess that is very enjoyable.
I was gonna say, so it can look very holiday-ish. And even though the taste is more summery, you can drink it for all the vacation plans that were canceled this year.
And I here's know. For you, and here's to you. That'll be your summer vacation.
What yep. a year.
What a year. We're in the home stretch, though, so.
Yeah, so in the home stretch, like Lori said, let's talk about some of our favorite Disney things, just favorite things that we like while we're thinking Disney and wishing we were at Disney. What do you got, Jen?
Yeah, it's always nice to reminisce, but it's also nice to be able, like every time I have conversations with you girls about our favorite things, I'm always adding to my list of things to do or to buy or to see. So in that mindset of, my kids are so hard to shop for. My teenagers are at the age where all they want is money and gift cards. And I will give them those things, but I do like them to open up things in the holidays. So I want to hear about your favorite things and get my creative juices flowing. So we're going to talk about all of our favorites. Let's start with our favorite collectibles at the parks. What do you guys collect? Is there something when you go to the Disney theme parks that you always have to buy on every single trip to add to your collection?
I'd say for the kids, my kids collect the smushed pennies. So they go around, they usually get like, you know, depending on how long we're there, anywhere between like 4 to 6 of the smushed pennies. And they just collect them over the years and have their little book. So that's one of their favorite collectibles. For me, it's turned into ears, which is not – I'm not quite sure what to do with all the ears at this point.
You're on, like, both ends of the spectrum because the pressed pennies are so cheap. It's like 51 cents. And then the ears could cost you $27, $28 and up.
Yep. So. Yep.
Yeah, but totally worth it because, you know, you know me, like I have so many ears that I can't, I don't even have room to display them anymore. Mark yells at me all the time. And every time a new pair of ears comes up, I'm sending you guys pictures and I'm like, I need these now.
Yeah.
I need these.
I wish my collectible was, yes, a smush penny would be good. 51 cents doesn't cost a whole bunch. That would be better. But yeah, mine are ears.
Well, my collectible, of course, is even more expensive than the ears. I don't buy one every time, but I do need to go into the Pandora store and see if there's anything new and different and exclusive to Disney that I can buy. And I, like I said, I don't get one every time. Maybe like one out of three or four times that we go, I'll find a new charm that I really love. But those are those are a little pricey. Pairs of ears, yeah. But I do. I love them. They're so cute.
But they're more, even though they cost more, you wear, like, I don't wear my ears out and about. No. Like, grocery
store. Yeah, people would look at you a little funny, but I can wear my bracelet every day.
I was saying, you don't wear your ears to the grocery store?
I might start, but. So
while we're on ears, what's your favorite pair of ears?
Oh my God. I'm looking at mine right now because I knew that question was coming and I can't pick one. I have to say, I think my favorite category of ears are ears from festivals. Like I have my Orange Bird ears that I love that I got during Flower and Garden. I have my Food and Wine ears that I love. I have a ton of Halloween ears that I've gotten over the years. So yeah, like good festival commemorative ears, I guess, would be my favorites.
As I say, my favorite I just got thanks to Jen, which are my Canada ears. Yeah, they really are. As much as when you first gave them to me, one, they were super cute, so I had to have them. But as soon as you gave them to me, the hockey pucks are large. They're huge ears
and heavy,
and they're heavy. But I have to say, I've worn a lot of ears where they've given me a headache. These ones do not give me a headache. The weight is a little heavy, but after a period of time, you just kind of get used to the weight.
Well, you're so used to wearing that crown, so
exactly.
Wait, I must have missed the crown. I didn't notice one.
You should have. But yes, mine are the Canada ears.
Do you guys have any tips for like how to wear your ears so they don't give you a headache?
No, and I'm trying people to figure out how to wear them with my sunglasses because like my head is so small. Like I really like even for my body size, I have a really, really small head. And so my ears, like they come down like to my earlobes, you know, the band on my ears. And so it's a pain because like you still do
I find if I wear them a little bit back a little, like tilted forward on my head, but where the headband part is rested on the like the back, like the bone instead of in the soft part of behind my ear.
Okay.
I can wear them much longer. I can't wear mine and sunglasses at the same time.
Okay. So it's not just me.
I can do both. Cause I do not go without my sunglasses. I can wear them both. I put them on top of the ear band. So like,
The
sunglasses kind
doesn't
of
it stretch them out?
Not too much. Mine are Ray-Ban sunglasses, but mine are the flexible kind because I have children and they really are indestructible. So mine really flex and move. So mine can sit above, and then if I put them on my head, they just sit in front of the ears.
Interesting.
I've also figured out a way to stretch the ears a tad.
What?
Yep, I stretch them. If you line up like three or four books on a bookshelf, I will stretch the ears out on books. So I'll pull them apart, put them on the book so they're actually wider. Yep.
This is a commitment.
We could do a whole episode on ears.
You could.
Really?
But yes, I will say they eventually go back to their same, but if you stretch them out, I've done them in a Disney resort where I found some place somewhere to kind of stretch them out, and they sit there overnight and they'll be stretched the next day. They eventually start moving back to how they were, but they can get stretched.
All right. So can I tell you about my ears? My favorite ears?
Please.
I have a bunch of cute ones, and then a bunch that I thought were super cute when I bought them that I don't really ever bring or wear. But I love my up ears.
Oh.
Love them. So
you got those when we first met.
I did. Aww. So they're the ears are a sky with clouds. And then there is a bow that is like see-through netting. And inside the bow are like little pom-poms. And then on one of the ears, there are strings drawn on that connect to the house. So like – the house is floating through the air.
Is there the grape soda button?
Yeah. So the house is floating through the air, and your bow is the balloons carrying it. And then in the middle of the bow is the grape soda pin, which I absolutely like. I just love their relationship, and I love that, as sad as that part of the movie is. Like, I just love everything it stands for, and their sense of adventure, and the ears just make me so happy. But when we were there in October, I saw another set of up ears. And it was – the ears are clear plastic, right. And they have the little pom-poms inside. And on one side, on the outside, is the house. And on the other side, it says adventure is out there. And then the bow is the sky with the clouds and the grape soda thing in the middle. And I thought when I saw them, I was like, oh, no, a new set of up ears. And now I'm going to like these better. I don't. I like mine better. I think mine are cooler. So like,
I bet the other ones are heavier too.
I don't know.
So if you have a hard time wearing the fabric ones, then the bulky plastic ones, because I have one pair of plastic ones. I have Star Wars light up plastic ones, and those – I can wear maybe 40 minutes.
Well, these are like –
they hurt my head.
Yeah, the band is still the fabric, but the clear plastic is like flat. It's not like
– yes, that's what my Star Wars ears
are. Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
But they're heavy.
Yeah.
They're heavy. I can't wear them for long periods of time. So good move. I think
love mine.
Your original ones are awesome.
And then I love the ears with glitter, but I have curly, some might say frizzy hair, and – if there's glitter on the band, I can't wear them because it gets caught every time.
I will say that can be annoying. So my hair is probably 95% always up at Disney World due to the humidity. And those sparkles, they're in the sequins, they will pull your hair out. And they will
it's not easy, guys. It is not easy wearing those ears like a boss.
What we do for fashion.
Right.
Do
it.
So can I ask another favorite question? I don't know if it's on our list, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What's your favorite way to display your ears?
So
I love how mine are displayed. Have I shown you a picture?
No, I need to
see. They're in my office. I have a whole wall. I'm a big Joanna Gaines fan from HGTV. So I have one whole wall in my office is all shiplap. And I have the word ears in wire. And then below that, I have mounted all of my ears. Not all, because I have so many ears that they can't all fit on my wall, but they're all mounted flat up against the wall.
So
how, my ears sign.
How do you put them up? Is it just – do you just have like hooks?
I have – yep. I bought command hooks, but I – instead of just sticking them there, I did not trust them to stay for the long term. So I actually drilled them into the wall. And then I have the command hooks, and they're real pliable. So I bent them up a little bit, and they just, you know, I rest them on there, and they stay even when I slam the door to my office. They stay up on the wall.
And where did you get the wire ears thing? Did you have it made somewhere?
Nope. Oh my gosh, what's the name of that store? I've got to look it up. It's kind of like Home Goods. If you have a Home Goods near you, mm-hmm. We have one, but it's not Home Goods. I have to look up the name of it. But they're
Hobby
meant
Lobby?
To just no. It, nope. It wasn't Hobby Lobby, but it was okay. Something similar. I bet you could find them at Hobby Lobby. Also,
I was gonna say I bet they're you could just, find them there.
Yeah, for like it, I guess they're meant to be put on the walls if you want to put like. Your initials.
It's not like one thing spelled out. It's
no.
You
it's
bought
E-A-R-S.
Them separate letters.
I bought them separately. Yeah.
I might have to steal your idea.
I got on Amazon because I don't have the wall space. I wanted to do that, but I have more storage. And I got a headband display off Amazon. And it's okay. just a gray circular that you would just put regular headbands on. And instead, I put the ears on. So all you can't see all the ears, but they're all kind of stacked up next to each other.
Cute.
On the headband holder. So it's a place that they go. And sometimes I switch the front one because that's obviously the display one.
Yeah, that's right. Where I have all my overflow.
Oh, my God.
My overflow ears. It's horrible. It's a sickness. My husband's going to kill me. It's terrible.
That's really funny. Well, I think we already once talked about displaying magic bands.
Yes. Right?
Yes, that's another fun thing to display.
Do you have a favorite magic band?
I do. And my funny thing is this also connects to my favorite Etsy, although I just looked for the store now and it looks like it's another Etsy store that is a pandemic, it's out of business, which makes me really sad. But my favorite magic band I didn't actually get in Disney. It's a regular red plain magic band, and I bought a skin for it that looks like the Minnie Mouse polka dots.
Cute.
And I love it. And it was like $4.50, but I'm looking for the store right now and they've gone out of business.
And I remember you saying that you had a favorite skin store too, because some of them like fall right off.
This is it. It was called the Auburn Bee, and it says, when you click on it now, it says that there is a problem.
Oh, that's too bad. What about you, Lori? Do you have a favorite?
Mine is actually the White Castle one.
I love that one.
It is my favorite. I loved the pink Tinkerbell one before. I have to say pink is not my favorite color. I got it because I love Tinkerbell. But the pink kind of throws me a bit. So the White Castle one is my favorite. I wish, and again, Bob's, please listen. I wish they would come out with a regular Tinkerbell one that was not pink.
Oh, no. Like Tinkerbell green would be awesome.
Tinkerbell is green. You know, she flies in the sky, which is blue. Give me any other color but pink.
I agree. I don't think Tinkerbell would appreciate being pink.
I really don't think she has the pink personality.
No, not at all.
So, yes. But the White Castle one is my favorite right now. You know, I love the Christmas ones for during the holiday season, if you're going there during Christmas. But I have to say the white one is my versatile bring every time. Favorite.
The holiday ones are fun too to get on Etsy. I'm gonna have to find a new favorite store now. But I love the Etsy ones because they're really inexpensive. And the one I found, I mean, I've had this one on for at least probably 6 or 7 trips, and it's still on there good. But it's fun to be able to buy these Etsy skins, and they're really inexpensive, and you just get the free magic band or take a magic band from a previous trip, and you can get like the orange magic band, and you can get like a purple and green Halloween Etsy skin if you're going for you know, in the fall for Halloween time. It's a fun way to do it, and it's inexpensive.
Well, we'll have to find a new shop that has so good ones.
I know.
Curse you, Corona.
My favorite is the Marie from Aristocats magic band that I got this last trip.
I like that one.
I love it. That's perfect.
It's cute.
I like that one a lot. So still going on the theme of favorite things, I guess, to bring to the parks. What about outfit, shirt, anything along those lines? Do you have one that has to come with you every single time?
I just like to wear dresses. I like to wear sundresses.
You do. You dress up.
It's not dressing up to me. It's just comfortable. I do not like a waistband. I don't like shorts. I like shorts. I wear shorts all the time. But I don't know. It's just so much more comfortable and free.
Freeing. Breathable.
It's breathable.
When I think dress, I cringe and I feel so confined that I'm like, meh.
I think chafing.
Yeah, I can't.
I love a sundress.
I'm the girl that when you wear a dress, I have to watch what I'm doing because I feel like I'm just not ladylike and
whatever. Just wear boy shorts under it.
Yeah, whatever. I would 100% need those. Yeah. I had a favorite shirt, which was the Cinderella's Castle, and it said home on it. I got that one off Etsy.
Oh, I love it.
It's a super cute t-shirt, pretty comfortable. But then this past trip, I got again on Etsy the I got like a almost like a kimono white shirt, and it has all the characters.
Oh, I loved that one.
Yeah, and it's white and black, has all the characters on it. I love it. It can be worn on
top. You got so many compliments that day.
I saw it and I was like, oh, this might be cute to wear at night. And then I was like, no, I'm going to wear it to Epcot. And I wore it with like a jumper. It was so comfortable and so cute. It is by far my favorite one now. So it'll be coming with me every time.
That's really cute. I don't have a favorite specific shirt, but definitely when we go to the parks, we all pack at least one or two like character shirts for each day. So like usually when the days we're going to Hollywood Studios, all the boys will pick Star Wars themed shirts. Lily will also. I think I'm probably the only one who doesn't. Although no, I have before. Or Toy Story or something like that. And then the day we're going to the Magic Kingdom, we'll usually all do traditional Mickey. So yeah, I like those. And I pack those every trip.
Yes. Those are
cute. Not a specific shirt, but like I said, you know, themes.
So to go along with your favorite shirt, what about shoes?
Oh my gosh, shoes are my enemy. I'm a practice what I say and not what I do.
Wait, what?
What I say? Wait,
do as I say, not as I do.
Do as I say. Thank you. It's early. Yes, because I am always, you know, make sure you bring comfortable shoes. You're going to be walking miles and miles and 20,000 steps a day and blah, 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 blah. And my favorite shoes to bring to the parks are flip-flops, which is so not a walking shoe.
No.
And it's awful, but that's what I like.
We've talked about this before. I hate wearing flip-flops in the park. I feel like my feet get dirty and gross and like –
they do.
Bleh. I like – but I like a good sturdy sandal. Like and yes, there is a difference between a sturdy sandal and a flip-flop. But like, you know, those ones – those like a strappy sandal with a thick sole, like a granny sandal. They're back. They're in style.
A granny sandal.
Yeah, like a – yeah. Y'all know what I mean. I like a sandal.
Yeah. Rory's the only sensible one.
I'm the sensible one. So yes, my favorite are New Balance came out with Minnie Mouse shoes, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I absolutely love them. They are so incredibly comfortable. They are black with white and they have some polka dots. They have a Minnie Mouse bow on the shoelaces.
They're super cute. But don't your feet don't get hot?
No, never. See, I'm more of a I get grossed out with flip-flops because they get dirty and black and I don't
like them. Yeah, me too.
But I would rather deal with
you're so dirty, Jen.
Well, you know me.
I'd rather deal with sweaty feet. So yes, those are my favorite.
But I have to say though, I'm excited for my next trip because I bought a pair of shoes on like one of the last days of our trip in October. They're Minnie Mouse shoes. They're like a black, like a Tom or Keds or whatever, and they have red bows on them.
They're so cute. And
those are very cute.
I didn't get a chance because I think I bought them our last day there, so I didn't get a chance to wear them around the park. But I'll bring them for this time. And
yeah, they're slip-ons, right?
Yeah,
because
I do. I like wearing Toms when I'm not wearing my flip-flops around the park.
Yeah.
I do wear my Toms, so I feel like these will be comparable.
And for years, I feel like Toms came out with a Disney shoe like every season. And I looked before our trip and could not find any. But on our trip, I found like a Keds, like a traditional white Keds, you know, lace-up sneak with Mickey Mouse on them. They're adorable. I love those
are cute. I got a pair of Toms. They're Cinderella. I got them like 2 years ago. I have to say they're – I don't know if it's because it's like a see-through glitter white material for like Cinderella slipper. Super cute. They hurt. They are not comfortable. And
that's
I think it because it's not like the soft canvas like material.
Yeah,
that they usually are, but they are super cute. They're definitely one I could wear if we like head out for dinner, but it's definitely not one I could wear in the parks. I think I did wear them in the parks once and I regretted that. It was bad. So,
interesting.
Yes. What do we have next?
How about your favorite gadget that you pack in your park bag? Mine's got to be my,
your granny fan.
You were jealous about that. That's all I'm going to say.
I mean,
but no,
I was jealous.
My favorite is my phone charger. I got the one from Disney where you can trade them in the parks. So it's fantastic because it's small and it just fits right in my wallet, actually. And then when it dies, I don't have to worry about charging it. I can just go and exchange it for a fresh one, which is fabulous. So I love that. That's my favorite gadget because you definitely need a portable charger for your phone when you're in Disney because you use that thing all the time, especially now that, you know, before it was bad enough when you were doing just your fast passes and everything. But now with them encouraging you to use it for all of your mobile ordering and all that kind of stuff, your battery goes really quickly. So I like my charger.
I was going to say mine has to be a charger too. I don't have your fancy one that you turn back. I just have the regular Amazon one that you have to charge. But I think that's kind of a must just because you're using your phone so much, even back in the days with the fast passes and everything, you know, that battery would kill. So
it does. It goes quick.
Yeah. So that one's my favorite. That's my go-to gadget.
Not my fan, not my around the neck fan. You guys were jealous. Don't even give me that.
I was super jealous and would love the idea of it. I don't know if I would wear it.
Because you wouldn't want to look like a dork like I did? Thanks. I looked like a dork, but man, I was a cool and refreshed dork.
I was going to say, I think, especially with the heat we dealt with, I think at some point I would have gotten over of how it looked and I would have just loved it. So
it was glorious.
It's there. It's up there. I still haven't bought it. I don't know.
And at night it even lights up. Oh, I gotta post a picture. Oh my gosh. Yep. Whatever. Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous. Juliana, you have any other gadgets or have we exhausted the gadgets?
I'm trying to think. No, I don't really think I bring gadgets in. I'm good on the gadgets.
You're good. What about?
I think it's really just the phone and the charger.
I would say the phone.
And my fancy fan.
Yes, and your fancy fan. So, what about favorite item to pack?
Like in general?
In my suitcase?
Yeah, we could do park and then suitcase.
Suitcase for me, I think is. I like bringing hampers for the family.
Yes.
Oh, you
hate because I hate the clutter in the resort rooms. So this at least helps fix that.
Yes, we've talked about this. They
have some place to put their dirty clothes. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I hate living out of a suitcase. And so I'm an unpacker, but along those lines and keeping the clutter out of the suitcase, I know we've talked about this before, is get a cheap over the door shoe organizer, you know, like those things that hang over the door and they have different slots for shoes. And then you can put like every little thing that ends up collecting on the dresser in the room. Like you can put all your magic bands in one. You can put the band-aids in one. You can put, mm-hmm. you know, your wallet, just all the random stuff that you just have can all go into, like I would put my kids' lanyards with their pins to trade in one. And then you just like open the door, grab what you need, put it in the park bag and off you go.
Yeah, anything to keep you more organized in the room.
I say mine are packing cubes. And I know it's not something you necessarily bring, but you bring stuff in them. But yes, mine were packing cubes. I love packing cubes. Only way to stay organized, especially with, I have three boys, but my husband counts as a child when it comes to packing. So keeping four boys organized when it comes to clothes and that, it's the only way to do it.
And you talked a lot about those before our trip, and I did wind up bringing them, and I liked it for our split stay because I packed each like leg of our trip in a different cube. So like all of my Universal Studios clothes was in one cube, and then we moved to Caribbean Beach, and I packed all the clothes for that in another cube, and all the clothes for our contemporary stay. That helped a lot. I don't know. Because we're doing a split stay next month, but with all six of us in my family. So I don't know how that's going to work for that, but I might try it.
I was going to say split stays. That's where it really comes in key, because then you can just leave the clothes that you don't need to for your next hotel in the
right
bag.
Right in the suitcase. Yeah.
And it's really, yeah, it's super simple. Especially with the kids. I don't know. I mean, I go crazy, but it gives me less of a headache in the morning and gets the kids out the door and everything else.
I'm going to try it.
I had a hard time with it. Like I tried to do it for the last trip because we were doing three different places, but then I was like, what if I don't want to wear this that day and I want to wear that?
You have to commit. You need to commit.
I don't like to commit.
And I usually do have a cube though of extra stuff. So if I bring like a few extra shirts that I'm like, well, I don't know where I'm going to wear it or if I'm going to wear it, then I do have a cube of extra clothes.
Extra stuff. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I might try it for our next trip then, because our split stay is not an even split stay. We spend most of the week at the beach club and just the last 3 days at the Contemporary. So I might just do it for the Contemporary, just like you said, so I don't even have to unpack that stuff and everything can be clean and fresh and stay in the suitcases.
Yeah.
And that might help me like organize and separate dirty from clean too, because you're right. I mean, these boys are disgusting.
They're gross. They're all gross.
I got news for you. Girls are disgusting too. Girls are gross too. So I guess that's all about that's all the favorites for Disney. But what about cruises? Do you
I always overpack for cruises.
Yeah.
I always feel usually when we go to Disney, we have a villa, so we have laundry. So I don't usually pack for every day of the trip, but cruises are different.
You do laundry on vacation?
I would much rather do laundry than pack one outfit per day, at least one outfit per day for six people.
I can't.
Yeah.
Laundry is my enemy.
And not to mention the fact that I usually I'll put the load in before we go out to the parks in the morning. And then when we get back, I'll put it in the dryer and I don't fold that stuff. My kids do that.
Yeah. Laundry is my enemy, man. You couldn't pay me enough to do it on vacation. It's horrendous.
So we don't do it. We don't do it on cruises, obviously. So for that, I don't know. I'm excited to see how the packing cubes help with that, because I feel like I'm all over the place when I pack.
I was going to say for Disney cruises, I tend, especially if you're on like a 7 day, I tend to just completely unpack like everything for the kids. I don't necessarily use the cubes sometimes. Actually, I do, because I usually have like two or three kids stuff in one suitcase. So I'll separate it, especially because my boys, especially the 8 and 7 year old, they're all around the same size wise. So I separate it out at home, but then I can throw the cubes just in the dressers in the cruise room. But one of the fun things on a Disney cruise is if you sign up to do fish extenders,
I've never done it.
I've done them. I don't
understand it. It's like a secret Santa.
Kind of. Yes. It's so a fish extender. It's the actual name. You can go on Pinterest, put in Disney fish extender, and it'll pop up with many, many ideas. But fish extender is you would either go on Disboards or now they're making Facebook groups. And you would search for your cruise. If you were leaving January 3rd, then you type in January 3rd, whatever your ship date or whatever your ship name is, and you'd search. You'd more than likely find a fish extender group. In that group, you sign up and say, yeah, I want to join it. They usually put you in groups of anywhere between 5 to 10 staterooms. And then you give a gift to each one of the staterooms that are in your group. So if you have 9 other staterooms that are in your group, you would make 9 gifts and go around and give them to you. And give
but
them
like one. One for every day or?
No. So some people they'll do like magical extras, but for the most part, it's just one gift through the entire cruise and you pick a day and that's when you deliver it. And outside of each stateroom, you would create a fish extender holder, which essentially is.
This is giving me a headache.
It's essentially so much work. Long, I guess, Christmas stocking, but in each pouch you'd put somebody's name. So we'd put like mom, dad, and then we would name the boy's name. So there we would have 3 pouches. It's a lot of work at the beginning. I will say I have my fish extender. It gets put away when we go on cruises. I pull it out. So it's already made. But then you just have to get gifts. And the gifts could be anything from, you know, I've gotten liquor, little bottles of liquor. Now we pay
attention. Now you're talking.
I was going to ask, like, so have you ever gotten a gift that you really like? But I guess so.
Yeah. So the liquor ones is super. Usually people buy mini bottles of Crown Royale because Mickey and Minnie Crown, they do the crown. They said, here's it. They usually find some type of fun saying, like, please, the king and queen deserve a crown for the mom and dad. Or they've done other fun things too. Like, we've gotten ornaments. If you do a holiday cruise, for your Christmas tree that you can sign up for, the kids got a whole package of stuff to make for ice cream sundaes because the soft serve on the Disney cruise is free. So they give a whole bunch of toppings that you can.
So what's your favorite fish extender you've ever gotten?
I will honestly say somebody got personalized sand pails for my kids, but they're the collapsible ones. And
I didn't even know that such a thing existed.
Yes. They had to have used, you know, like a silhouette of something and put the names on the outside, but then they collapsed down flat and it came with a shovel. And we didn't pack them to save room for Castaway Key. So this was amazing because they're flat, they're awesome, they're big, kids loved it.
I want a picture.
The other one is with the ice cream toppings. They got them 3 ice cream bowls with their names on the front.
Oh, wow.
People
go all out. Like,
Some of them give out the pin for pin trading. It just depends on what what people want to do. Some of them,
it's a lot of pressure.
It is, but it's kind of.
I would much rather do laundry on my vacation.
I will say.
I want to get the gifts. I just want to think of fun, creative ways to.
Right. Like, my luck would be like, I would buy like these nice gifts and then I'd end up getting like bubblegum and stickers.
I will say a lot of people, like, they do feel the pressure. So a lot of people have some really, really good ideas. The kids love it because if you're on, like, we had the 7-day cruise and the kids pretty much got a gift every day. So every day they'd run back to the stateroom and check the pouches to see what came this time.
So did you have to like pack a whole separate suitcase for all of your fish extender
stuff? I had maybe half a suitcase of it.
Oh my God.
But
insane.
You can kind of be creative. Like, if you don't have a lot of room, then you make your gifts smaller. You make them so they don't, have a lot. Some people actually just go on the Disney cruise and buy little stuff in the shops because they don't want to deal with it at all. So,
all right, girls. Well, when the cruise ships reopen, I say we do like a 3-night cruise and we try out this fish extender nonsense.
Yes. I will say it's super cute, super fun.
I want the booze, awesome. Though. How do we guarantee that we get somebody who's going to give us liquor?
I was the person last trip that gave out Crown. I gave out Crown to the adults. I packaged it on up. Yep. And it was Eric and I carried around those little bottles. So because the soda is free on a Disney cruise. So if you can mix it and it's lovely. But yes.
Nice.
So yeah.
Right. So moving away from favorite things on Disney vacations then.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite Disney movie? Like classic?
A classic?
Classic.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's not even say classic. But so are we doing Disney and Pixar?
I have favorites of each. Like, I have my favorite Disney classic live action is going to be The Parent Trap. Like the original one, not the one with what's her face.
Right.
Crazy girl.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
Yes. My favorite Pixar is Up. So I love your ears.
I do love those ears.
And I think my favorite Disney animated classic, I think it's Snow White.
Really?
I love that one. She's my favorite princess. I'm going with it.
Okay.
I'm
sticking to it. All right. So we broke it to 3 categories.
Okay.
So classic animation, Peter Pan. Oh, Disney live action is Newsies. And if you don't know Newsies, you better run to Disney Plus and go watch it.
I've never seen the Disney movie, but I saw it on Broadway.
It's the exact same. Exact.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, exact. But I absolutely love the movie. It is fantastic. What was the other category? Oh, Pixar. Toy Story.
Yeah.
The Toy Story franchise is hard to beat. So let me back up. So live action Disney. Mary Poppins, I think, is coming to mind.
Oh, I like that one. That's a good one.
I think that might be. And then the Pirates movies are all because Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Disney animation.
I'm not saying
like old school, like all of Disney animation. I think I have to go with Frozen. Isn't that crazy?
Oh.
Let it go.
I have two little girls and the story about the sisters. It's just like, it's such a great story.
That's definitely the only Disney movie that I have seen in the movie theaters more than once.
It's so good.
Which is funny because I don't have little girls and my kids loved that movie.
So. I'm pretty sure
I've watched Frozen 2 close to 150 times.
Pixar? You're gonna say Up, right?
No, I'm not. I'm gonna say Coco. I'm obsessed with Coco. I love Coco. I love the family. I love the dynamic. I love the way that I learned something about Mexican culture.
Have you seen my Coco ears?
Yes. Yes. And I want Coco them. Ears. No, I love Coco. It's probably my favorite Pixar movie. But overall, I like the Pixar animation better than the Disney animation in a different way. It's just different. But
that's where you will see Jack Price's name someday. So and just
with Pixar.
Just Bob's. Yeah. Jack Price.
Yeah. I love Pixar. Like I said, all the Toy Stories are excellent.
I love that they incorporate like adult humor into all of their movies so that there's something for everybody in them. Like the classic Disney movies, they didn't really do that, but they're still fun and great for everybody, but I don't know. I just like the humor.
So then what's your favorite show? Like say on like Disney show on Showtime or on Showtime on Disney. That would be interesting.
Well, that's a conversation for another day.
On Disney Plus, what do you like to watch? Is there like
mine's Mandalorian.
Yeah, I do like that.
I'm the outlier. I think like every time Andy makes me sit down and watch it with him, I'm like, this is so bad. Like so bad. It's slow.
No, it's not.
It's boring. It is so bad.
Are you a Star Wars fan?
Are you kidding me? I love Star Wars, but I just
really
I love Star Wars except episodes 1, 2, and 3. I can't stomach them. They're so bad. And I think because I love Star Wars so much, that's why I despise episodes 1, 2, 3 and The Mandalorian. Just like
interesting. I like the Mandalorian.
I feel like it's just trying to appease us Star Wars fans, and it's so hokey and cheesy.
And I think that it has.
Yeah, I know I'm the minority. I know I am. You the are. One who feels this way because yes, everybody loves it. I know. Did you guys
see Mandalorian? I love Disney. What?
Did you see that there's a new Mandalorian face for your Disney visa? It's got the child on it.
Yep. I saw that. I don't think I can give up Tinkerbell.
I just ordered my Tinkerbell one.
Yeah, I can't give up Tink, but I do love that one. They also, the last episode, or what was it? Episode 3? 3 or 4. So Game of Thrones, when they had the Game of Thrones and there was a coffee mug left in one of the last episodes.
Yeah.
There is now something that happens similar to that in The Mandalorian. Unfortunately, in the editing department in episode 3 or 4, they did not catch a man in a corner that is wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
No way.
Obviously, he's an extra and people caught it. And obviously, he should not be in the Mandalorian era wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
Interesting. Oh my God. I'll have to go back and look for it. So are you both Mandalorian? You're both saying Mandalorian?
I'm surprised you didn't do Hamilton.
Well, I was going to say that I wasn't even going to say Hamilton. The thing that we like bet, like when we're looking for something to watch as a family, if we're not going to Netflix, we're going to Disney Plus. And when we go to Disney Plus, it's actually to most likely to watch a Marvel movie.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that's what we like. People, when they say to me, "Oh, you got Disney Plus," I'm just not into Disney movies enough to get my money's worth out of it. It's not just Disney. It's not just like your Disney Junior and your Disney cartoons. It's Marvel. It's all of the Star Wars. I love their documentaries that they have about the Imagineering. But when usually as a family, when we're sitting down at night and we're figuring out something to watch together as a family, it's Marvel on Disney Plus.
It's funny because Andy was just kvetching the other day that, you know, we had Apple TV for a really long time and we loved it before streaming TV was a big deal. And anytime we wanted to watch a movie, we would either rent or buy it. And it always made more sense to buy it because we knew we would watch them more than once. And we bought pretty much all of the Marvel movies as they were being released. And Andy was like, "We spent so much money on these Marvel movies and now they're all on Disney." And then we bought Disney Plus. He's like, "What a waste." I'm like, "Well, yeah, it's a bummer." But anyway, so I agree with you, Jen. I like to watch the documentaries. But they're not something that I can watch more than once, you know, like once you've seen the Imagineering stories, you've seen them. Yes. But I do agreed. Like watching those recently. And I'm not going to say this is my favorite, but it's the current top choice. I watched Saving Mr. Banks for the first time.
Oh, my God. I love that movie.
Loved it. I was crying. Like, it was so good.
You know what Charlie's been watching like crazy, and he's been nagging me to watch it with him, and I just haven't found – I need to be in the right mood. Hidden Figures.
Oh, that's a great movie.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah. He loves it. He's watched it like 5 times, and he keeps asking me to watch it with him, and I haven't yet.
I'll say that's a good movie. Saving Mr. Banks, I feel like, did not get enough – recognition for how good the movie is.
Agreed. I said that to my husband. I was like, he's like, "I'm surprised it took you this long to watch this movie." And I said, "Well, it really was not acclaimed in the when it came out in the theaters." He was like, "Oh, really?" Yeah, it was. I loved it.
What did we just watch last weekend? The live action Dumbo.
I haven't watched that one yet.
I did not love it. Yeah, I did not love it. I also did not love the live-action Lion King. I found that incredibly boring.
This was the first live-action. No, that's not true. I watched the live-action Lady and the Tramp. That one I liked more than Dumbo.
That one did not get good reviews, but my kids loved it, Lady and the Tramp. And I thought the live-action Aladdin was really cute.
I love the live-action Aladdin.
I heard that was good. I want to watch that one. I like Will Smith.
Yeah,
I like Will Smith, but I loved Robin Williams.
So I know. And
I have to tell you, I am a massive, massive Robin Williams fan, but I have to give it to Will Smith. Literally, he made it his own character. He didn't try to be like Robin Williams. It was different.
Right.
It was good. It was,
and that's a huge challenge. Huge challenge. Just like, so one of my favorite Star Wars movies actually is Solo. I love it. And
I love that one.
It's such a good one. And that kid who played Han Solo, same thing, right? Like, it had to be the same character, but he couldn't be Harrison Ford, right? Like, and he nailed it. This young actor
really did. He did. It was really good.
Such a good job. So similar to what Will Smith did. So
I'll have to watch maybe Thanksgiving. That's always a good day to like sit and do nothing and watch movies.
Yeah. And there's no parade this year, right?
So it's football, man. Football. Thanksgiving. Football.
What's football?
Oh my God, I can't.
That's Which, by the way, by the time this airs, Thanksgiving will have passed, but yeah, that's okay.
That's true. That's true.
We're talking about next year, everybody. All right.
Moving next year. On. Next year, we'll watch football in the parade.
Moving on.
What's your favorite Disney thing that you buy to display in your house?
Oh,
I don't know.
Do you guys do posters or anything?
I was going to say, I always get kitchen towels.
Yes. Yes.
Always.
What did you buy?
I have one always.
Juliana bought some. What did you buy for the house that I love?
I bought a display, like a dish. Yeah. But so I like really subtle nods to Disney in, which is probably why I wear dresses instead of like Disney t-shirts and stuff. Like I'll wear Disney jewelry or whatever. But so like in my house, I don't really have a ton of Disney stuff out. But I did buy this like wooden plate that you would find on a coffee table and around the
– it was really pretty.
So cute. And like around the edges or on the rim, I should say, is like a little black geometric design. And every few inches, part of the design is Mickey's head. But you have to sort of look at it to really see it.
But yeah, I really like that.
I really liked it a lot.
I don't do much besides for my office. My office is all Disney. I have my ear wall and I have my collectibles in my office. But if you would close my doors to my office, you'd be surprised to find that I really don't have – like I have my coffee mugs, but
yeah.
I don't really have anything out to display. My nod to Disney in my home – is my wax melts that we talked about a couple of episodes ago on our favorite things. I usually have one melting to kind of make the whole downstairs of my house smell. And the wax melt of the day is the Yacht Club. I love it.
Is that your favorite scent? What's your favorite? We'll go favorite.
No, my favorite scent is my Vero Beach one.
Oh.
It's really
– I haven't had that one.
It's so good. I love it.
My favorite is it's between Yacht and Beach Club. I could go either one, but I think Beach Club.
I think they're the same. They're not the same?
No, they have different scents.
Are you talking about wax melts or like the actual scent of the Beach Club and the Yacht Club?
No. I'm talking the wax melts.
I thought that they were the same.
Are they? No.
I don't know. I know that they – that the Magic Candle Company, like I forget which ones. Like the Contemporary and another scent are exactly the same if you look at their descriptions on them.
Oh.
So that you don't have to –
What
to
is the Contemporary
like
one
them.
Smell like? Because
I don't
like
remember. I didn't like it.
Well, the Contemporary doesn't smell good.
I don't remember that it has – like I remember us walking into the lobby of the Caribbean Beach Resort and saying to you guys that, oh my God, I love how this lobby smells. Like I wonder what the Magic Candle Company smells like.
Right, because we've talked about it before that they pipe in scents everywhere. I don't know what they're doing in the Contemporary – and I'm sure it's because the monorail runs through it. It smells like machinery. Yes. I mean it just
– I will tell you in a second. Too. I will tell you with the description. Hang on.
But my Vero Beach is so yummy.
Is green clover.
It is not. That
and
is a
aloe with a watery green floral bouquet of jasmine and lily of valley.
The Contemporary?
Actually, you know what? The description for the Contemporary is exactly the same to the Beach and the Yacht Club.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of them... you know, they're called different things and they're different colors, but they smell the same.
The same.
So like what I do with some of my friends is we'll mail each other one of the squares and trade so that we have multiple things.
Oh, because they come in multiple packs of them.
They come in like
squares.
I want to say there are 12 squares in each little box and they last forever. Like I want to trade mine out. Right now I'm burning Yacht and Beach or Yacht Club, but I want to trade it out for Vero because that's my favorite one. But this yacht it lasts forever. So I just need to scrape it out of there. And
I was going to say, I have right now the Grand Floridian, but the holiday one.
Like cinnamony?
It's cinnamony.
Or gingerbread?
Sweet. I wouldn't say gingerbread. It's more sweet. Hang on. Floridian. Let's look.
I have to go read the description of Caribbean Beach though, because that one is so good.
Yes. So yeah, the Christmas ones they have out right now, I really really like. So I have the Floridian Christmas and then the Christmas Parade one.
I just bought the Soarin' one, which I haven't tried yet, but that one is supposed to smell like the orange groves.
Oh.
Which can't be bad because
no, that can't be bad. That cannot be bad. All right. Do we have any other favorites? How about?
I think we have to end on our favorite way to surprise someone with a Disney vacation.
My favorite way is when I get surprised with a Disney.
I know, right?
Hint, hint. Oh, wait, that never happened.
Wait, that's never happened. I love that. That would be nice.
So that will never happen.
I surprised my kids with, for my son's fifth birthday, I did a big box. In the box, I put balloons in. I did red and black balloons. And then I taped a picture of Cinderella's castle. I put, I think, Toy Story, because Slinky Dog was new then, and I did the resort. So I did three pictures that were taped to the strings of the balloons. So when the balloons came out of the box, he saw the pictures at the bottom and pieced together where we were going.
We did something similar a couple years ago for Hanukkah. We put balloons in a box and tied them to their magic bands.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't think I've ever told you guys this story. So we just showed up at Disney. A surprise. So we picked the girls up from school. We told them because their grandparents live about an hour and a half from Disney. We said, we're going to just drive down to Gammy and Grandpa G's. And, you know, we're going to leave. And they were little. They were 5 and 7. So they didn't really like compute that it's a 10-hour drive. And, you know, we've never driven 8 hours and then stayed at a hotel overnight. But that's what we did. So we said, okay. We picked them up from school at like 3 o'clock. Went just literally left straight from there and probably got to Orlando. It's like 8 hours from Charlotte. So what is that? Like 11 p.m. And we checked into, you know, a small non-Disney place outside of the resort just for the first night because we wanted them to wake up and be the big surprise. So we woke because we were just like, we're just going to stop and sleep overnight. We'll continue on to their house in the morning. And then we woke them up in the morning and Tinkerbell had left some gifts on the table in the hotel room with a letter. And so the girls were sleeping and, you know, we woke them up really early because we wanted to start the day in a park. And we gave them these little Disney bags, like, you know, you can get at Target. Like, I think they were Frozen bags, like in the dollar section. And they were full of, I think, lanyards and trading pins and a couple of things like some glow sticks and stuff. And Tinkerbell wrote a letter and it basically said, you know, hey girls, you know, your parents didn't tell you the truth. You're not going to your grandparents.
Your parents lied.
Something like that. Something like that. It was like, hey, guess what? You know, you're not going to Clearwater. You're going to Disney World and surprise, you know. And my 7-year-old was like reading this in this sweet little – she had this high-pitched sweet little voice. And she just looked up and she goes, you tricked us. And then like their little legs started like kicking on the bed and they were so excited. And they're like, when are we going? And we're like, right now. It was the cutest thing. Couldn't believe I pulled it off because this was the one that I had been planning literally for 9 months, like every detail, reading all the blogs. Like I was – obsessed that everyone was like, you're
training to be a professional.
Exactly. I mean, that was the beginning of it. That was the beginning of it where I was like, I am on, like, this is now my life. I want to do this all the time. I want to share this joy with everybody. It was the greatest. People were like, there is no way you're going to be able to keep the secret for this long. And I totally did. And it was everything I had hoped it would be. It was the greatest. I was so proud of myself.
So we've done surprises 3 times with the kids. And my favorite one was we planned a trip for 23 of all of our family members
to go
meet in Disney. And so we told the kids that we weren't really going to do anything special for school vacation. We were going to drive down to Philadelphia and do like a historical tour of the city because we happen to get cheap flights out of Philly. So we drove to Philadelphia. We got there at night. We checked into a Marriott. And then our flight the next day to Orlando was really early in the morning. Like I want to say it was 6 o'clock in the morning. So at 4 o'clock in the morning, we go to wake up the kids. And we said, hey, there's a really big snowstorm coming. So we decided we're not going to stay. and how about we go to Florida instead? And everybody was, it took them a minute because it was 4 o'clock in the morning, but then they were really excited, except for Charlie, I think, who said, but I wanted a cheesesteak. Because we were talking up the Philly cheesesteak. And then, so we got to Florida and, you know, we're in the airplane and everything. And we said, well, there's going to be little surprises all week for you. Cause at that point they still didn't know that all their cousins were going to be there. So,
so fun. The next,
yeah. So we got there and we went to, I think we went to Disney Springs first, and one of Charlie's friends happened to be there at the same time. So I arranged with the mom to meet up in Disney Springs at the Lego store. So that was one of the surprises. And then of course the next morning, the big surprise was the cousins.
So fun.
Aww.
Yeah, I want to do a good Disney surprise.
I want to do that again. I think I need to. We need to cruise surprise, a family reunion cruise. Hear that, family?
Yep.
Cruise surprise.
I think we need a Mouska Moms family surprise trip.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right.
I think that's good. I think we did a lot of favorites and maybe even added to some people's holiday lists. So you're welcome.
You're keep welcome. Shopping. Yep.
But don't buy your wife a hamper for the hotel room. That's
not a
good idea.
No.
Please, unless it's coming with, I guess, plane tickets or tickets to Disney.
True.
Inside
new,
the hamper.
New clothes
right,
to put
right
in there.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
There you go. All right. Yeah. So with that, we will do the Mouska tip of the day. Our Mouska tip is to, if you're looking for something Disney-wise and you don't find what you're looking for at Shop Disney or Amazon, I have to say Etsy's has amazing things for Disney fans. Everything from, you know, shirts that you're looking for to fish extenders on a Disney cruise like we talked to, room decor. They have anything and everything you could possibly think of. So I know I make our t-shirts a lot, but sometimes I just don't have time. So I will go on and order customized t-shirts. And it's supporting a small business, which is awesome this time of year. So that is our Mouska tip.
Awesome. Well, I hope that all of you have enjoyed all of our favorite Disney things. If you have any favorite Disney things, please let us know. You can let us know on our Facebook page or on our blog site. And remember, these Mouska Moms are travel planners with Kingdom and Cruise Travel. So please check out our website, kingdomandcruise.com, and our Facebook page, facebook.com/kingdomandcruise. And of course, always, for more Disney fun and the latest news, follow us along on Facebook, our page, Mouska Moms, a Disney podcast, and our blog, Mouska Moms with an S, blog.com. Thank you for listening and having a drink with us this week. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for new episodes. Mouska Moms are avid travel enthusiasts, and our podcast is sponsored by Kingdom and Cruise Travel. If you are interested in booking a vacation to Disney or any other worldwide destination, be sure to check out the website, kingdomandcruise.com, and their Facebook page, Kingdom and Cruise Travel. These traveling moms are signing off. And remember,
please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-I-C.